We all question ourselves, and we question life, and we question what's going on in the world. We're always asking questions, why? Why do things happen? Why does life work just the way it does? Children ask questions of their parents continuously, and parents ask questions of each other and their neighbors, their peers, and all the world is asking questions. And the question is usually something that could be found very easily, the answer very easily, inside of themselves if they would take the time to listen. If they'd take the time to just think about it. Now, you're wise enough, and I'm wise enough, that we know why things happen. And here at the monastery, Ellen was living in the Citadel, a lovely little two-bedroom, two-story house, and she was enjoying it very much, and she had her office up on the second floor. And on the second floor was an outdoor, just outside on a little patio. There was a pipe that went up there for the furnace, for the fireplace. And it came from the first floor all the way through the roof up out over the second floor. And it was a shiny, silvery pipe, beautiful, very lovely. And the whole house was just a nice little house, a beautiful little citadel. And Ellen would be working in her office, and she'd be working away, and all of a sudden she'd hear tap, tap, tap. And she wondered what that is, because it was tapping on her metal chimney. And so she walked outside on her deck there and looked, and she could see where the droppings of the woodpecker was, but there was no woodpecker, but he had been tapping away on the little chimney. And she thought to herself, now why in the world would a woodpecker tap on a chimney, on a metal type, when it could be tapping on a lovely tree and going into that tree to retrieve bugs and food for itself? This went on for many days, and Ellen learned to just sort of separate it from her consciousness like you would if you were living next to a railroad track. And she didn't let it disturb her. She just went on doing things normally. And then one day she stopped to really wonder about it. She sat on a deck chair looking at the pipe and seeing where the woodpeckers had been tapping away, and she says, there's no food there. Now, what would be the reason that a woodpecker would be tapping on that pipe? And she sort of drifted off into meditation for a little while, and she wondered just what would they be doing tapping on that metal pipe. And then she picked up the current Smithsonian magazine, and she looked in the question and answer section as she was browsing through the magazine, and she came across someone else who asked that question. And someone else in Massachusetts, in fact. And he says, why does a woodpecker in my neighborhood peck at my aluminum gutters? There's no food there for them. Please educate me on this and educate my neighbors. So the person who wrote for him, the curator of birds at the Natural History Museum, said, woodpeckers, males and females alike, hammer on metal to advertise for mates and to proclaim their occupancy of a territory. Well, for goodness sakes, it has nothing to do with food. Well, everything we do in life, all things we do, are not all for food. They're for other things too. Woodpeckers, male and females alike, hammer on metal to advertise for mates to proclaim their occupancy and to proclaim their occupancy of a territory. Well, for goodness sakes, now all is solved. Now all is understood. Now all is revealed. And Ellen went about seeing that and saying to herself, well, for goodness sakes. So, Ellen was confused by another point. How can I have peace and quiet without these lovely woodpeckers tapping away on my chimney? And so Ellen sat in meditation, and she said, I am surrounded by peace. I am surrounded by peace. I am surrounded by peace. And with this meditation, with this attitude of mind, Ellen, little by little, released the woodpecker from pecking at her chimney and let it go, and was not proclaiming it must go, it must be bad. She just claimed the silence, which was her choice, which was her delight, which was her purity of life. And in exclaiming and claiming this silence, that silence was made known to her, and that silence became her reality. We don't have to be against anything. We can just be for something. And as Ellen was for peace, peace became her call. Peace became her experience. Peace became what was important to her. Each one of us has the opportunity to have peace become important to us. Each one of us has the opportunity to live our life in such a glorious way that whatever it is that is important to us, the question has an answer, and the answer stands out before us. What do you want out of life? What do you want to experience every day of your life? Where are your values? What is important to you? It's not what you're against, not what you're against, but what you're for. What are you for? What is it that you want in your life? What are your values? What is it that you want? Do you want that woodpecker to be tapping away at your chimney pipe? And that was certainly not Ellen's choice. If you could just tap away so quietly, she might have said. But no, she didn't let the problem be any part of her choice. She just spoke her word and said, I am in peace. All is peace. And all is peace. And all is peace. And as she said, all is peace. That's what she experienced. Whenever we turn our attention to the solution of life, whenever we turn our attention to the things that we delight in experiencing, our perfect health, our perfect relationships, our perfect life, whenever we turn our attention to whatever it is that makes us happy, that makes us fulfilled and wonderful, then the principle jumps into action and brings that forth for us. For it always is there. The woodpecker can go to some other tree, can go to some other metal. The world is fulfilled with possibilities for him. You're not denying the woodpecker anything. You're just proclaiming your own choice. You're just proclaiming what it is that you want in your life, what it is that makes you happy, what it is that makes you fulfilled in everything you do. Now, what is it that makes you fulfilled in everything you do? What is it that you want in your life? Are you going to let the woodpeckers disturb your peace? Are you going to let anything in the world disturb you? And if your answer is no, then what are you going to do? I am going to say all is in divine order and all is peaceful now. How that is accomplished in principle and law in life is not my problem. I merely claim whatever it is that I choose to experience in my life. And that is what happens for me, to me, around me, and in me. And I love it. You too can do that. You do it more than you know. And enjoy doing it. I love you. I love you. I love you.